research lab in the Northern Panhandle has produced two new companies. One compresses coal into remarkably strong, lightweight, fireproof foam panels. A second uses the same foam to make molds for airplanes and rocket parts. Brian Joseph says his invention incubator, Touchstone Research Laboratory, has produced a patent application every month for 10 years. But in more recent months, his personal goals have shifted towards spinning off companies based on some of the technologies that have come out of his lab, many that begin with a lump of Appalachian coal.
If I have a frustration about coal in general, it's that we haven't been as innovative in the uses of coal as we have been focused on scale, getting to really, really large scale to burn it. Burning anything is the lowest value you can add to any product. And so can we do other things? And the answer is yes, we can do an almost infinite number of things. It's all about, you know, imagination and creativity.
The first company to be created and imagined out of the lab is called Seafoam Limited. It went public this week on the Australian Stock Exchange, that country's version of the New York Stock Exchange. Joseph says it's been a while since a publicly traded company came out of the Ohio Valley. Plans are in place to fund expansion of the coal-based foam company here in West Virginia by publicly selling stock. Stock options opened at 20 cents a share and grew over the first day to 56 cents a share. Joseph credits his team at Touchstone for building the groundwork to launch a publicly traded company. He says the Ohio Valley is a place of innovators.
These people can make anything. They can do anything. Someone's got a machine shop in the basement of their house on every block in Wheeling, West Virginia. It's the old industrial base. It's the old area that invented much of what became the 20th century. These people are amazing, and I think that's what we've been able to harness is that the skill sets that are here.
The other spin-off company Joseph announced this week uses this coal foam as molds to shape aircraft and rocket elements. Joseph says more companies and hopefully hundreds of jobs to support them will be announced in coming months. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.